This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The details you've heard already, plus or minus $20 billion in long-term debt, 100,000 creditors, give or take, and a whole city pretty much left wondering what happens now. About 6 months or so ago, a reporter named Charlie LaDuff wrote a book about the people of Detroit, about what's happened to them over that city's decades of economic decline. Charlie LaDuff grew up near Detroit. He works there now for local television news. So we got him back on the phone today to see what those people are saying here on day one. Charlie, it's good to talk to you again, man.
Good to talk to you. I wish it was a better day, Kai.
I do, too. Listen, you've been out and about talking to people. What's the mood?
The mood, rank and file, regular citizen, Joe walking around, it's inevitable. We all knew it, and this is unsustainable. So there's, if I could say it this way, a bit of a lawn. We've finally done it. But if you're a retiree from the municipality, you're a cop, you're a fireman, anybody earning a pension now, you're screwed.
Do you think people have a sense of how this might end? You know, one of the things we were talking about around here yesterday was this could take years, but what does Detroit look like on the other side?
How does it look on the other end? Well, we have a clean balance sheet. We have water. We have trade with Canada. We have car companies that the United States taxpayer bailed out in their bankruptcy. So hopefully we'll be in a good position. Now, everybody knows that we're the test case.
When we had you on back in February to talk about your book, one of the things you stressed to me heatedly, I think it's fair to say, was that we on the outside tend to forget that Detroit is about people. We talk about car companies and we talk about industrial infrastructure, but we forget the people. Do you have a sense that you're still forgotten?
No, hello, I'm talking to you. you got to remember this, the forgotten man, the little man. If you could say it poetically, Detroit is a town built by the little man. Where is his future? That's the true question. Where does America go, and what does the American dollar even mean?
Tell me some stories. Tell me who you've been talking to the past 24 hours.
I talked to a guy that solved 125 murders.
He's a retired cop, yeah?
Yeah, this is a stud. This is one of the guys that made this place go, and what do we do for him? What does the little old lady get who was a secretary in the mayor's office for 30 years? If the estimates are correct, and the estimates are as high as $3 trillion in unfunded pension obligations across America, what does this mean for all of us? I know you, and I know all the rest are going to be watching very closely.
One of the things about Detroit that people always mention is the population loss. You know, a million people have left, plus or minus, in the last 50 years. And I wonder whether you think this is going to make more people leave, just throw up their hands and say, you know what, I love this city, and it's a part of me, but I can't do it anymore. I got to go.
As the governor said today, maybe, maybe not. Let me say this. 99 and a half years ago, Henry Ford announced the $5 a day job. In less than 100 years, we've come full circle. The governor says today, quite rightly, this may be the bottom, but if we had done nothing, how much deeper does that bottom go?
You going to stick around?
I'm going to stick it out. It's history, man.
Charlie LaDuff, his book about the city of Detroit is called Detroit, an American Autopsy. Charlie, thanks a bunch.
As always, good to talk to you.